Hello, my name is Dawn Minter. I am an abstract artist living in Austin, Texas. I have been painting for about 10 or 12 years. It was a rather random vacation spent with my mom in Santa Fe, which actually inspired me to begin painting. I had not ever truly ventured into that hobby or interest area, but upon seeing the beautiful paintings in the Santa Fe galleries, I decided to come home after that vacation and to begin painting. I collected some items, some supplies, some canvases, paints, whatnot, began painting, and truthfully haven't stopped since then. It's been a real joy and a real learning experience, too, to take on this endeavor and this hobby, which has actually then turned into not just a hobby and a passion of mine, but a second career as well. What I love about painting is layers. I love to work with a palette knife, and I like to use a palette knife to create layers, to let the original colors poke through as I'm creating texture with that palette knife. Sometimes I will use different mediums along with the paints, but primarily it's the acrylic paints that I enjoy working with and the palette knife, and like I say, creating those layers. I'll use a flat surface to paint on versus an easel. And with the stroke of my arm and going back and forth again with that palette knife is where those layers are created. I have always enjoyed nature. I grew up hiking with my family, have enjoyed hiking in nature since my early years. And that oftentimes is my inspiration when painting. Some of my paintings, such as like prairie days, seaside days, Pacific waves, ocean, lilac fields, generally are inspired from days past, trips to the ocean, times spent with family traveling. I grew up in the Midwest, and prairie days especially is a painting that reminds me of being out in the cornfields and witnessing the prairies from the Midwest. I love the ocean, and the paintings, Seaside Days and Ocean, as well as Pacific Waves, all derive from those times spent at the ocean and listening to the waves and the relaxation that comes from that. Oftentimes when I am painting, it is those past experiences, my current moods, whatnot, that inspires the paintings. I'd like to say, too, that sometimes my paintings take on a little bit of a random direction. I may have a certain color scheme or certain image in mind, but what I absolutely love about painting with a little bit more of that abstract style is the fact that I can allow the painting itself maybe to help direct the direction it's going to take. Lilac Fields, for example, is a painting of that nature. I had a certain image in mind, but as the painting progressed, different colors were introduced, and the painting took on a different feeling to it, and I absolutely love it. One area, or one I guess could say is one look that I have ventured into is paintings such as Life Is Not Linear and Glimpses of Gold too. I absolutely love the contrast between white and other colors. It's been a different technique. I still use a palette knife, but it's a little bit more of a dab and let paint dry and add another dab of color, and creating a sense of hopefully some motion to the paintings themselves with the lines, like one could say, within the painting. That's a new direction I've been taking. It's been well received. I especially enjoy the process, And so Glimpses of Gold 2 and Life is Not Linear are actually only very recently have I created. I'm especially appreciative of the Seed Gallery and their support. I welcome any questions. If you should have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I'd love to answer them for you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.